Okay, so this is a hypnosis session for calm, fluid speech. So what I'd like you to do is relax, find a comfortable position where you can uncross your legs and your arms. And so throughout this hypnosis session, you'll continue to be aware of some of the sounds around and other sounds you'll be able to disregard. If ever you find your mind wandering, just bring it back to focusing on the sounds of my words and your breath, and focusing on the growing sensations of relaxation. It's really important you try not to force anything or make anything happen. Just allow yourself to experience whatever depth of trance your brain is going to allow you to go to in this session. So now with your eyes open, I'd like you to stare straight upwards as if you're looking straight through the top of your head. Looking straight upwards. Taking a deep breath in and holding it. Now allow those eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to look upwards under your closed lids. Looking upwards. Holding that breath. Holding. Now let that breath out very, very slowly and allow your mind to relax to a comfortable position. So taking a long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe in, breathing in deeply into the lungs, down all the way to the bottom of the rib cage. And then as you exhale, focus on that exhalation. Focus on the breath leaving the body, releasing tension as you exhale. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose. Nice and deep all the way down to the lower ribs and exhaling out, letting that breath out slowly, gradually, in a relaxing and restorative way. Letting that breath all the way out. And when the time is right for you, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in deeply, comfortably, easily. And with every long, deep breath in and out, you'll get to a rhythm that's comfortable, easy, and natural. And those deep breaths in are bringing in nourishing oxygen. And with every exhalation, you're just letting go of tension, tightness, unnecessary worry. Just letting yourself go with every exhalation. Allowing things to flow freely. And you'll find you'll take the suggestions from this hypnosis session that are most meaningful to you. And you'll be able to disregard the rest. In this hypnosis session, you'll learn a new technique to overcome the habit of stuttering so that whomever you're with, close family, friends, whenever you feel that wee bit of anxiety, you'll be able to manage it, not attend to it, just let it pass you by, and your speech will be smooth and easy. So taking a long, slow, deep breath in, and exhale, let that breath go and let yourself just sink deeper and deeper, more relaxed. The wonderful sensation you feel when you're drifting off to sleep. That feeling that you just let go. A wonderful evening of dreams, deep relaxation, restorative sleep. That is the sensation we're now trying to recreate. And at times you may wonder if you've fallen asleep. And often people think this. But drifting into a deep hypnotic state is just a wonderful, peaceful state of deep relaxation. Disconnected from reality and enjoying our imaginary world, letting our mind drift off to a safe, comfortable, happy place. And our body, with every exhalation, just relaxes more and more. So breathing in, nice and deep and slow, focusing all your attention more and more with every breath on the breath moving in, deep into the lungs, all the way down to the bottom of the ribcage, and exhaling and letting go. Every inhalation, you're inviting more and more relaxation into your experience. Wanting to experience as much relaxation as is possible. Wanting to experience a wonderful sensation of just relaxing and letting go. A deep comfort, calm, and disconnectedness. It's all very natural. Very natural and very easy. And as you attend to your breath, with every breath you take in and out, in a very natural and easy way, you'll notice sensations are different with every breath. As you exhale, the sense of release is different, and you'll allow more and more comfort to float into your experience with every breath. And with every breath, just allowing your inhalation to get deeper and deeper. And your exhalation coming longer, more refreshing, more relaxing. You may have already noticed a difference in the rhythm of your breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Noticing too the way your body moves with every breath in and out. Notice the different parts of your body that move in and out. Notice the wonderful sense of release you feel with that exhalation, blowing away negative tension, energy, pessimism, worry, just blowing it away. Noticing how the rhythm of your breath, the rhythm of your chest, the rhythm of your tummy becomes more natural, easy. Notice the parts that move up as you inhale, and the parts that slowly, softly move down as you exhale. The gentle rise and fall of your chest and your tummy with every inhalation and exhalation may seem like gentle waves flowing easily throughout the body. Every breath brings that nourishing oxygen that feeds your muscles and allows your whole body to relax more and more. Nourishing all the many different parts of your body, your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your chest, your tummy, your legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Every breath just brings in that nourishing oxygen, relaxing your whole body more and more. And as you relax more and more, as you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation, you'll continue to hear my voice and you can just relax now deeply, noticing your breath more and more, noticing how the gentle rise and fall happens all by itself, taking some full deep breaths as you focus all of your attention on your breathing. And my voice will go with you as you relax. And you can begin counting backwards, now from 300 down. You may choose to count down one digit at a time, 2 or 3. Counting backwards only is what feels right for you, as you relax deeper and deeper into relaxation, to calm and to comfort. And you'll notice as you relax more and more with every easy breath, every natural breath, the little muscles at the corners of your eyes relax, smoothing out and relaxing. And with that, you'll feel waves of gentle heaviness or lightness, whatever is most calming and comfortable. You'll notice. And gradually you notice too the little muscles at the corners of your mouth soften. And with every breath you'll become more aware of the gentle rise and fall of your chest, rhythmic, calming, and natural. And noticing how it relaxes more and more with every breath. Continuing to count backwards as you relax now more and more. Comfortably aware of your legs. And as we relax into sleep, very naturally, very automatically, our mind drifts off and disconnects from our body. Our mind drifts off into an imaginary world, a safe, comfortable, peaceful place, and our body just grows more and more relaxed. And as you drift deeper and deeper, counting downwards, backwards, you'll become more comfortably aware of your feet as well. The very tips of your toes, the bottoms of your feet, your legs, your calves and your quads. And you'll become more comfortably aware of your hands and your fingers, the very tips of your fingers. You'll notice your shoulders dropping down and relaxing. Your jaw relaxing more and more. And you don't even need to think about it or focus on my voice. Simply let the awareness drift towards your own inner peace and stillness. And you can notice noticing words. And you can notice words. You can notice your body relaxing. And you can notice your mind becoming more still, quiet, and relaxed. And you can notice your mind growing more sensitive and aware of the suggestions that'll help you the most. And you can notice your breath carries on all by itself. Your mind carries on all by itself. As you count down, your body just enjoys a deepening relaxation all by itself. And you can enjoy watching your mind wander away to a pleasant, happy place, just wandering away there, so calm and so peaceful. Relaxing more and more with every exhalation. You'll notice gentle waves of easy relaxation flowing throughout your body. It's calming, it's soothing, it's peaceful. Allowing that comfort to continue to flow from the very tips of your toes, up your legs, your body, your arms, and up to the very top of your head. Imagining all those large muscles softening, relaxing, just as they would in deep sleep. Just allowing, noticing, curious, that deep soothing comfort flowing throughout your body more easily, more comfortably. It's flowing in a soothing sort of way. It's welcomed. It's invited. It's somehow as if every regular, natural breath you take, every breath you breathe out is just draining the tension out of your body, taking you deeper and deeper into comfort. And that relaxation can flow into your forehead. Gentle warm waves, soothing around the eyes. The cheeks, the jaw, soothing waves. Flowing down around the ears, around the neck, just flowing down, allowing that comfort to just flow easily. And I'm going to count slowly. From 1 to 10. And with every count, you'll notice you become more peaceful, more relaxed. So much so that when I reach the count of 10, at the count of 10, you'll be resting in a wonderfully peaceful, relaxed, soothing state. So when 1, as you're ready, take a deep breath in. Good. And let that breath go. Continuing to relax deeply as you can hear my voice drift with you. Slow, easy waves of pleasant relaxation flowing throughout your body. And 2, as you're ready, taking another deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Really let that breath go. Letting your whole body relax. Enjoying that relaxation more and more. And three, another deep breath in. And let it go. Wonderful. Relaxing deeper and deeper. Enjoying the experience more and more. And four, another calming deep breath. And let that breath go. So soothing, so calming, so comfortable. And five, another deep breath. And let it go. Five is halfway to 10. Feeling more and more relaxed, more and more peaceful. And as we gradually approach 10, you'll feel yourself more and more soothing, more and more relaxed, in a gentle, natural way. And six, taking another natural, slow, easy breath in. Letting go. Feeling yourself wanting to enjoy more and more relaxation. As we get closer and closer to 10, inviting it more and more, wanting it more and more. Relaxation is calming, restorative, and peaceful. Inviting more natural relaxation into your experience. And seven. Wonderful. Let that breath go. Breathing normally, regularly, naturally. The breath carries on all by itself. And when you're ready, eight, take another long, slow, deep breath in. And let that breath go. More and more calm, more and more relaxed, more and more soothed. And nine, every time you breathe in and out, you're continuing to drift more and more relaxed, continuing to enjoy more soothing comfort, continuing to invite more and more relaxation into your experience, enjoying more and more. And 10, taking another deep breath in. Wonderful, let that breath go. Let that breath all the way out. And allow yourself to really enjoy the wonderful deep relaxation you now experience. Sinking deeper and deeper into relaxation with every regular breath. With every word that is said, more and more peace, more and more calm, more and more comfortable. And as you drift deeper and deeper into a wonderfully relaxed, pleasant, deep calm, the suggestions I give you will sink deeper and deeper into your unconscious mind and will help you speak more fluidly, more calmly. They'll help you whenever any anxiety comes over you. It'll help you ignore it. It'll help you push it aside. Because you know, and I know, there's no danger, there's no threat. You and I know from time to time when speaking amongst your close friends and family, you may experience sensations of tight tummy muscles. You know and I know it's not dangerous. You can simply take a deep breath and let your tummy relax and expand. You and I know all you've done is simply hold your breath and contract your muscles. And because you've contracted your muscles, you can relax them. They're your muscles. You and I both know at times around close family and friends who love you dearly, occasionally your face will become hot. There's no threat. There's no danger. It's just simply a hot face. The same sort of hot face you may get if you're exercising. There's no threat. There's no danger. And you and I know as well. Occasionally you'll feel out of breath. And that simply means you've been holding your breath or breathing short and shallow. And in that event, all you really need to do is take a long, slow, deep breath. You and I also know at times when these symptoms appear, the tight tummy, a hot face, feeling out of breath, you focus on them intensely. You get afraid of them. But there's no danger. A hot face is not a threat. Feeling out of breath cannot hurt you. A tight stomach is not a danger. You could clench your tummy now and let it relax. There's no danger. There's no threat. You're in charge. Out of breath, you can quickly fix that by taking a long, slow, deep breath. These symptoms present no threat. There is no danger. You are safe. Everything's okay. And the stutter is simply a reaction to the symptoms, the fear of the symptoms. And when you experience them, you look away, perhaps out of shame or embarrassment. But if you look straight ahead, the person before you is a person who loves and accepts you. And that person finds you wonderfully kind, sensitive, interesting, smart. They enjoy your company. They want to be with you. That's the person looking back at you. I'd like you to take a moment now to focus on some of these symptoms that you feel, the tight stomach, and ask yourself, is there truly anything to be afraid of? It's just a tight stomach. I can relax it. Your hot face. It's just a hot face. It's just a little bit of adrenaline. You get a hot face when you're exercising. Is there truly anything to be afraid of? You're out of breath. Is there any threat? Is there any danger? You can always take a breath. Take a moment to focus on these symptoms and ask yourself these questions. Is there anything truly life-threatening? Is there truly any danger, any threat? Are you willing to continue focusing on the person who loves you, the person who cares about you? Are you willing to let these symptoms just pass you by? Ignore them. They're of little importance. Just like you've ignored assignments in the past that haven't gone quite as you'd like. They're not important. There's no threat. There's no danger. Thinking for a moment, you were born as a toddler, as a young child, 3 years, 4 years, five, with free, easy, flowing speech. You remember times in junior high or high school where you talked easily, you laughed and you chattered, as many other children did as well. And at some time, at various times over your life, your ability to speak smoothly became locked up inside. But it still exists there. You know it does. You can still do it today. That ability is still locked up inside of you, within your body, within your mind, within your spirit. But from time to time, you close a door on it, and you've simply forgotten how to open that door. You always have the ability to speak clearly, effectively, and you have the ability to enjoy it, to feel the powerful experience that comes with it. And you may find that door that it's locked behind, and you may find the reason it's sticking on its hinges. Or you may never find it. I don't know. And I don't think it matters much of the time. But I know, and you know, that if you try hard at not trying very hard at all, that you will once again be able to locate the door to easy, comfortable, fluid speech in front of the ones you love, in front of people you don't know, in front of anyone, anywhere, at any time. If you try hard at not trying very hard at all, you'll once again find this door, and it'll be open continuously, wherever you are, whomever you're with, whenever. And wherever you are, in front of people you love, in front of strangers, acquaintances, classmates, co-workers, family, close friends, wherever, whenever, all you'll have to do, the only thing you'll have to do, is touch your hands to the sides of your legs. Take a deep breath. And that door will open quickly. And you'll find that your words flow easily through it. I don't know exactly when this will happen, but I think perhaps soon. It'll happen in a way that's meaningful and satisfying for you. I know, and you know, if you work hard at not trying very hard at all, that you will once again be able to open this door quickly, easily, and consistently. If you work hard at not trying to focus on those symptoms, they'll disappear. If you work hard at staying focused on the person you're talking to, the door will open. If you work hard at just ignoring those symptoms and not trying very hard at all, easy, comfortable speech will flow. Work hard at not trying very hard at all. Just letting whatever happens, happens. Not worrying about it. Just ignoring the tight tummy, taking a breath. Ignoring the hot face. Ignoring the feeling of out of breath. There's no danger there. And stay focused on the one you love. The door will open. If you try hard at not trying very hard at all, the door to easy, comfortable speech will open consistently with friends and family, people you love, acquaintances, co-workers, colleagues, fellow students, anywhere and everywhere. You're born with this ability, and it's there. You know it's there. There's many times a day where you speak easily, comfortably. There's been many years in a row where you have. If you work hard at not trying very hard at all, and all you'll need to do is touch your hands to the sides of your legs. Take a deep breath and work hard at not trying hard at all. and the door will open. The door to fluent, easy, comfortable speech. And this will happen. Take a moment to really enjoy the deep relaxation you now experience. As I'm quiet, just enjoy the wonderful relaxation. The confidence that comes with knowing your abilities are there. They're a part of you. And you can unlock that door. Good. And from now on, you'll notice you're able to just roll with it easily, comfortably. You'll be able to remain focused on the person you're talking to, and you'll just be able to roll with it. By working hard at not trying hard at all, you'll be able to roll with it. Easy, comfortable, fluid speech will come to you. In every situation. And as you practice this hypnosis at home, every second day, 3 to 4 times a week, you'll notice this will come. You'll experience deep relaxation and calm. These sensations will happen more easily. They'll stay with you and linger longer. And you'll get better. Stronger, able to just roll with it. Just roll with it, stay focused, just roll with it. Making a commitment to yourself to practice this hypnosis so you can use these skills, these abilities, these awarenesses to help you. Just roll with it. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and you'll open your eyes. You'll feel alert, very alert, without feeling tired. You'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience. You'll feel completely relaxed, both mentally and physically. You'll feel confident in yourself and in the future. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. 1, 2, 3. A little more alert, a little more aware. 4, you're able to wiggle your fingers and toes. 5, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.